WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking to the people who have savings and investments. I want to encourage you to check in on your accounts about more than just your returns. Also check the fees that you're paying. Look, investing is never free, but there are all kinds of fees that can show up on statements, and they can really eat up your profits over time. I mean, a 1% fee sounds downright cheap, right? But if you only expect a 7% long-term return on your investment, which is a moderate and reasonable amount, that 1% is going to slow your investment growth and take a big bite of its value when you get to retirement. If you've got questions about fees, call your broker or your bank. Ask how the fees are affecting your returns, and if you don't like the answer, you can move your money to someplace with lower fees. Check out workmoney.org for more money tips. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, The Portrait of a Girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, The Portrait of a Girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September, and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Hey everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcers are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged 2 state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and 2 relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcers are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also 2 tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcers are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Hey everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. Includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department says Russia has its thumb on the scale in the presidential election. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the department seized 32 Kremlin-run websites and charged two state media employees.
To promote disinformation and state-sponsored narratives as part of a program to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says citizens should get more involved.
Please take time to consider how you get your news and information. It can be difficult, but with time, some patience, and a firm reliance on credible and established media outlets, that uncertainty can be greatly reduced.
Another insurrectionist is going away. Former police sergeant Thomas Robertson draws 6 years in the penitentiary for joining the mob that tried to sack the Capitol in 2021. At Chicago's Wrigley Field, starter Shota Imanaga and two relievers combined to no-hit the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-0. This is ABC News. ABC's Blake Trolley says federal and local law enforcement are partnering to fight human trafficking in South Los Angeles.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says the area has become a hotspot for human trafficking, including child prostitution.
We see underage girls walking around in next to nothing, regardless of the weather.
Estrada says many of the children trafficked were recruited from foster homes. More than 80 kids have been rescued from trafficking in the area so far this year. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
From the attic to the auction block.
A random painting found in the attic of a home in Camden, Maine, fetched a record price at auction. A private buyer in the UK snapped it up for $1.4 million. That painting, the portrait of a girl, a 17th century piece of art by Dutch master Rembrandt. An auction house appraiser on a routine house call for an estate found the painting. Turns out it was part of the family's private collection since the 1920s.
ABC's Michelle Franzen. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Republicans for Harris? At a Duke University School of Public Policy forum, Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney was asked who she'll be voting for in November.
Because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris.
In Mesa, Arizona, Trump running mate J.D. Vance declared,
Donald J. Trump is going to make sure that people like Liz Cheney are laughed out of the Oval Office instead of rewarded.
Also announcing support for Harris, Jimmy McCain, son of the late Arizona Senator John McCain. As Winder, Georgia mourns the latest mass school shooting, the lawyer for a gun owner in Savannah asked a judge to stop that city from imposing fines and possible jail time for people who leave guns inside unlocked cars. A judge in Alaska struck down the state's decades-old law, declaring that only medical doctors can perform abortions. This is ABC News. It's called having one's cake and eating it, too, and the Supreme Court told Oklahoma, no, you can't.
At issue is $4.5 million in federal family planning grants for the state of Oklahoma. HHS pulled the money because Oklahoma has refused to provide patients with information on family planning options that include abortion, as the HHS program rules require. The Supreme Court has now declined Oklahoma's request for the immediate restoration of the funding as the case plays out in lower courts. Three conservative justices, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch, say they would have ordered the money to flow.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. He gave up. Ultra swimmer Jim Dreyer bailed on his second attempt to swim 82 miles across Lake Michigan from Grand Haven to Milwaukee. He was in the water for 40 hours starting Monday night, writing on his social media there were only two good hours the entire time before he gave up and started swimming back. He says he's safe and will provide more details after what he calls will be a sleep marathon. Richard Cantu, ABC.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.